You are listening to the Trinity Presbyterian Church podcast from Petaluma, California. Here is this week's adult Sunday school class.
Good morning. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Good? Okay, let's open with prayer. Our Father and our God, it is a delight to come before you this day of rest and worship. Father, as we look at tools that you've blessed us with that will draw us closer to you throughout the week, and aid us in our preparation for the worship that we do at home, and prepare us for the worship that we do as a body. We thank you for these resources. Father, although they are a blessing to us, they can never replace the worship and the teaching that we receive here in your local visible church. Father, we ask for the forgiveness of sin. We ask this all in your Son's precious name.
Amen.
Okay, Reformed resources for personal study and family worship. Most of what I'm going to be recommending today is free. And that's because I'm cheap. But you'll find out the resources that I'm offering, if you really focus on four resources, you're going to have all you're going to need to have a really good handle, not only on the Christian faith, but more particularly the Reformed faith. As for Reformed Christians, we believe certain things that are taught in the Bible. We're a confessional body. There's a lot of things out there on the radio that you can listen to nonstop. Problem is, a lot of it is going to be contrary or different than what we teach here and what we believe as confessional believers. First app I'd like to draw us to, it's free, it's called Relight. If you can open the app for me, walk through some the resources. Okay, resources. Institute of the Christian Religion. By Calvin, it's a series of four books, bound into two. If you were to take the time and read through the institutes, you're going to have a much better grasp on the Christian faith than what most people do. So that's one resource, and it's right here, it's free.
Jim?
Yes?
I missed it. Where is it? It's called Relight?
Relight. Right here? Relight.
Is that relight.com or?
Yeah.
Relight.app. Relight.app.
Oh, it's an app that you...
Use the website, relight.app.
It's not an app per se that you can go like to Apple and download. It's a website, and you can just save it to your desktop or if you have an Apple on your face screen. Go ahead and back out to resources again for me. Back up. And there's the ESV, King James, both the Greek and Hebrew. That's above my pay grade. But you have those resources there. Scroll down. Okay, then we have commentaries. We have a commentary on the Shorter Catechism by Matthew Henry. We also have, Shaw's Exposition of the Westminster Confession of Faith. Those two are really good. Shaw, where he works through the confession, explains it's a commentary on the confession. Very approachable, very easy to read. This is not overly academic in being approachable. Let's scroll down. And then we have some commentaries. We have Calvin's commentary, which covers most of the Bible. Matthew Henry's is complete. Henry's is written in Elizabethan English, it's pretty approachable. It's not overly academic either. So if you have the Bible, our Confession of Faith, Calvin's Institutes, commentary on our confession, and Matthew Henry's commentary, you're going to have at your fingertips free resources for any question you're going to have. How do we use these things in our daily life, in our personal worship? You scroll up. I'm sorry, other way down. Okay. How many have a daily devotional time that you do by yourself? Okay. If when people ask, you know, I want to read my Bible every day, good goal. Don't turn it into a legal exercise to where you're beating yourself up if you can't get your Bible every day. But if you can set aside some time, start somewhere, read a chapter or two a day. This is for your own personal devotional time. And include reading the confession. One chapter a day, the confession. Work through the confession. 33 chapters. Move to the shorter catechism, the larger catechism. Just methodically going through. You're going to notice not only your knowledge of theology, but your knowledge of Scripture is going to improve. Because as you're working through these documents, you can actually click on the Scripture proofs. They'll help you understand how the divines use Scripture to articulate what we believe in our standards. So these are things that you can just click on. They're right there at your fingertips. And if you've got a question about justification, you can go to our confession, you can go to the catechisms, read about justification. If you have any further questions about it, you can go to the commentary by Shaw and read even more about it. You can go to the Calvin's Institutes and searchable. Look up justification, and it'll go through the institutes and tell you everything, where you can find everything you want to know about justification. Great tool. I highly recommend this. And back out.
Up to the slideshow?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe yes. One little note before we go is if you want all of this stuff that's on this Relight app in your bookshelf, you have to donate some bookshelf space, you know, but this is all just no bookshelf space required. It's kind of nice. So.
Yeah, and if you were to apply this to your bookshelf, you're going to spend a lot of money to have all these sitting on your bookshelf, and you got it for free right here.
Well, we're in here. There we go. All right.
Okay. This series here, Knowing Scripture by R.C. Sproul, when I first came to faith, you know, you're excited. You know, you want to read the Bible. You know, it's our manual. You know, you buy a new car, what do you get? You get an owner's manual. The Bible is our owner's manual for the Christian life. It tells us, you know, who God is, who we are in relation to Him. We understand about the creator creature distinction. But the Bible is tough to read. We can't pick up the Bible and read it as if we're reading the morning paper. There are areas that we can do that, you know, through historical narrative, for example, to tell us a story. The Gospels is the example, first 11 chapters of Genesis. What this does is it goes through. Can you click on the different?
It's on YouTube and on the Living Ears site, so this is the one on the Living Ears site.
Okay, why should I study the Bible? Pretty obvious, gives you all the reasons why we should. Next one, private interpretation. It explains how we're to read the Bible, not as biblicists. What that means is me and my Bible alone under a tree, and whatever the Bible means to me is how I'm going to apply it. And ignoring the historical understanding of what the text of Scripture actually means. The next one, let's say the science of interpretation. How? What methods do we use? Next one,
literal interpretation.
Literal interpretation.
The projector is very old, so
I'm just having a.
Yeah. It's not your. If everyone's thinking I'm having trouble with my vision, it's actually just the projector quality.
Literal interpretation. I enjoy or see how he opens up in this. He says, you know, he'll, people ask, well, you don't turn, you don't read the Bible literally, do you? And he laughs, oh, of course not. We read the Bible in the literal sense in which it was meant. In other words, we're not going to read poetry by historical narrative. We're not going to read apocryphal genre like we would poetry.
Apocalyptic.
So we're not going to, we need to understand the genre, one, identify the genre we're reading and how to understand it. So these are great tools. Next one down.
Literary forms.
Literary forms again.
Reading the Bible existentially.
So the historical narrative. Oh, the explicit, implicit. Parallelisms, scripture and culture.
Principle versus custom.
Yeah. I think there's one more, maybe. Or is that it? That's it. Anyway, this could be part of your devotional time. These are only about 30 minutes long, so it's not going to take you long. This saved me so much grief. You know, because when you were sitting there trying to read the Bible and understand, especially as a new believer, boy, it can be rough. And you get yourself twisted in knots. Next thing you know, you find yourself contradicting yourself in Scripture. So the problem is not with the Bible, it's with me. I didn't understand and know how to read it. So this is a tool. You can do it as a family, which I highly encourage you to do, or alone in your private devotional time. This is going to save you so much headache.
Yes. I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure we have these on DVD upstairs in the library too.
Okay.
So that's, people prefer to do it old school, that's an option.
Yeah.
It might be VHS.
We got rid of VHS ones. I do think we have a DVD one. If not, you go online and order your own DVD copy, right?
Or it's free on YouTube or Ligonier. I can't recommend this enough. This is pure gold. In a typical RC fashion, he's very approachable, very, very friendly to guys like us. Okay, next one.
And I can email out this slideshow at the end so you have the links. That way, people want to just.
I have all these links as well. I can send them to you as well. Just yes. Okay. Family worship. How many of y'all do family worship with that? Raise your hands. Family worship. Okay. Once again, if you're not doing so, I highly encourage you to do this. Husbands, in particular, you have a responsibility to lead your family in worship. It's something that can be kind of tough to do. I highly recommend keeping it short. It doesn't have to be, we're going to study the Bible every night for an hour. You're going to drive your family towards going to be a resentful thing. You can do a lot in 10 minutes. A lot. Now, if you're unfamiliar with it, here are some tools to help you along the way. This is from Ligonier, simply put, and this topic is irresistible grace. Look how long it is, 7 minutes. You can sit down as a family or yourself, by yourself in your own personal devotional time and read or listen to, and the guy's pretty cool, Bradley Cooper, he's got like a British accent, so he's kind of cool to listen to. But it discusses, explains what irresistible grace is. You can also then now, where do I find this stuff in the Bible? So you can look up the passages that defend and teach irresistible grace. It's a very good tool that you can discuss as a family. It doesn't take a whole bunch of prep time for fathers and their families to sit down and listen to this and discuss it. Next slide.
Just for the sake of maybe some of the less computer literate, could you, in a sentence, explain what a podcast is for people who may not know what a podcast is?
The podcast, if you on your phone, you can find this to search podcasts. What they are is they're very simple. They can be very simple and informative like this, or they can be very theologically astute. Recordings where people come on and explain, and there, you can find anything under the sun in these podcasts, varying topics. Some out there are extremely good, some are dangerous. Yeah, so, if you have any questions about what you're good, what you're dangerous, if you got any questions, just ask one of us, and we'll be happy to leave. Go ahead.
On the topic of podcasts,
yes.
It comes from the iPod, the iPad, excuse me, the iPod, the little gadget that Apple came up with to do the digital broadcasting back in the 80s, I think it was. So that's why they call it podcast, because it's a little pod that, that had digital information in it.
Okay.
That's what they got.
I'm probably the least, as Reed left me all about, I'm not very technologically adept. But so I find simple things, and believe me, if I can find it and use it, anyone can. So this is really accessible stuff. Next slide. And here's another one, Ask Legionnaire. Here's the title. Why are there times when I don't feel like reading the Bible? 7 minutes long. All of us have experienced that. When we got to kind of force ourselves to our devotional time. Welcome to the club. If you experience that. I've yet to find when I go to my devotional time, stomping my feet, kicking and screaming. I never been that way. But we need to kind of force ourselves along. And like I said, don't turn this into a legalistic exercise, but set goals for yourself. It should be a part of your routine. Life happens. You know, something happens and you can't do it one day. Just pick up the next day where you left off before. Next slide.
Just to make sure, yes. For some of the older folks maybe who are less tech savvy. So podcasts, once you...
I read them right here.
Once you connect it on your phone, they're producing new episodes. So like this is the one from, I guess, February 1st, but every, depending how often they publish, you'll get the next one. So Ask Legionnaire's got those cool recurring episodes of information. And if you don't feel tech savvy enough to set it up, you know somebody that probably does, that's able to set it up on your phone or on your computer for you. So connect to the Ask Legionnaire podcast and you get regular material along these lines.
And so far, each of these two, I think, have like 100 episodes on there already. So you've got plenty
catch
of material to catch up on as well. Things Unseen, this is by Sinclair Ferguson, another cool guy to listen to. Once again, this is minutes long. Very good.
Usually about 7 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. You can listen to the topic, discuss it as a family. Highly beneficial, and also like I said, if it's just you, do it on your own.
And he has a theme per week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I listen to it a lot.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. It is a great resource for us. Next slide. Okay, this is one of my favorite apps. For the Christian Creeds and Reformed Confessions. It's free. This is my library here, or most of my library.
Actually, I got that screenshot, I think, off of... No, that is yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I have all the creeds that we recognize and use, along with the Belgic, then Directive for Public Worship, Heidelberg, Belgic, Westminster Confession of Faith. What I like about this, it's free. You can click on, let's say, the Confession of Faith. You're reading chapter one. You got a question about when the scripture proves, you can just click on it and it pulls the scripture proof right up. You don't have to dig into your, have your Bible set along the way. You can pull up this. And I can't recommend that enough, is when you're reading the Confession or Catechisms, if you got a question about it, it will help you by reading the scripture proofs as well. Some of them have really hundreds of scripture proofs. But you know, I'm not going to sit down and read each one. But if you have questions about a clause, it'll help you when you look at the scripture proofs to understand their justification for the clause. It's beneficial resource.
Just to clarify, everyone, so this one, to Julie's question, this one is an app, so you go to your app store, and I've checked it's available on both Android and Apple, so if you have a good device or an Apple, you've got an option. So
Well, it just took a while for Android to catch up because it was on Apple first. Okay, now this is where if you do not do personal devotional time or family worship, this is where you can get started in the habit. What are we to do on Saturday nights? Ask a question. What are we to do on Saturday? Chris,
prepare for worship.
There you go. I'll tell you, give that man a name. Saturday night is our time to prepare for worship. How do we do that? Our beloved pastor sends out an email. What email does our pastor send out every Friday? What's that? Bulletin. Okay. Very good. So I do it on Saturday night. So it's fresh in my pea brain. Friday's stretching it. If I do it on Friday, I might not remember how much I'm going to remember on Sunday morning. So Saturday sometime, I open the bulletin. And this is what I do. First, we have this app, and this app isn't free. It costs $9.99. It'll be the best $10 you spend. Today, we sang the first verse of a hymn that or a song that we may not be familiar with. If you're not familiar with it, last night, you open this up, and you pull up. Night as I work through, and I usually go with the hymns first. That's the first hymn, psalm, actually. I sit down, and I read it. If you can sing, you can actually hit play, and we'll play the piano for you, and you can sing as a family. When I sing, the dogs start to howl, the neighbors call the police. So I read. Now, so I go through all the. If you don't have the app, or if you don't have a hymnal, I really suggest getting the app. Another thing that I do.
Maybe I could mention as
yes.
Well. If you are too cheap to pay the $10, we have an internet connection. TrinitySaltHymnal.org, I believe it is, has everything the app has online for free, and you can click play and hear it the same way.
There you go. Very good. Very good. So this will help you. And you'll also come to notice there's a flow in our bulletin, in our worship. The songs, the scripture verses, all are pointing to the sermon. So the better we understand these things, the better we're going to understand the sermon. So now, we have in the bulletin, we're going to be looking at Genesis 11, 1 through 26. So I read that first. I read the text for our sermon. Then I go back and read, in this case, from the Gospels and the Epistles. And I'm asking myself, sometimes it's really clear how these other passages of scripture will apply to the sermon text. Sometimes it's really clear. It's like, great, my lights are already going on. I'm kind of getting where he's going in the sermon. Other times it's like, I think I got a pretty good idea. And other times it's like, I don't understand this. I can't wait to find out. So I'm already priming my pump for coming here to hear the Word of God read and expounded right in a row. I'm coming with an expectation of hearing God speak to me through the ministry. And these are tools that I will use to prepare myself for this. It's invaluable. It gives us something to contemplate as we prepare our hearts for worship. Any questions about that? Yes?
Not a question, just kind of a... my own internal thinking. I've been doing morning and evening devotions. I used to just do morning. Evening and morning is very satisfying and really nice start and caps on. At any rate, I was just thinking, how would I fit this in? Because I haven't really been looking at the bulletin to prep for Sundays, and it's a good kind of encouragement. And I thought, you could maybe substitute in reading the passages that are going to be a Saturday, it's like the morning and the evening devotion, if you're going to do that or whatever, just bring in the readings for the sermon.
Yeah.
That could be...
Exactly.
Easy sub.
It's beneficial to you, you know, like if, on Saturday night, if you wanted to do this as a family or, you know, those that are single, do it by yourself. It doesn't take long. You know, a lot of people think you have to invest all this time. You'd be surprised. There's a difference between Bible reading and Bible study. What I'm advocating here mostly for is Bible reading, as opposed to study, where you actually, you know, use your commentaries, work through verse by verse. Bible reading is just getting yourself familiar with what's there. And you'd be surprised how just reading the Bible, you're in a conversation with somebody, and a verse will pop in your brain, because it's in there. And this thing, you know, I wish that we could put our Bibles under our pillow to sleep at night, and it's just kind of automatically download, but it doesn't. But just get the Word of God into your mind and a heart, and part of your daily vocabulary. Because you're thinking this way, you're familiar with it. And it's great at times of evangelism, talking to people, answering questions, you know, with other believers and that type of stuff. So there's another resource that's really good as well. Okay, this is OPC. What I like about this is it's when it's searchable, it has all of our confessions and catechisms, although it doesn't have the scripture proofs with it. But it's a good resource. Questions and answers, phenomenal. They have where you can enter in questions. This will also be a good thing for either personal or family devotional time. These question and answers that are on there are normally written by elders and ministers. They're very short. They're very approachable. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 paragraphs at the most. But you're going to get solid Reformed answers on there. You can also get to ordained servant and
New Horizons
on there as well. You have all the back issues on
all
there.
Those ebooks, all those booklets and more are also available as free ebooks as well.
Yeah, this is a great resource.
It is 1031.
Okay. Let's go to our website, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope everyone's familiar with this website. All these people's on here. You can recognize the people here.
Who's this real tall person right here?
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting on the wrong side of the building. Yes.
You know, with all the resources that I've mentioned, and all of our favorite ministers out there, none of them, and I want to stress this, none of them are in the care of your soul as your session is. They don't know you. They don't pray for you. This local body does. So when you have questions, Here's something that I know would just would make our pastor rejoice. Hey, you know, I'm studying this passage of scripture and I'm kind of hung up on it. You know, we have our minister has been here 15 years now.
Oh my God.
He's got over 15 years of sermons. So if it's, hey, you know what, Pastor, I'm kind of hung up on this chapter, he could send you his sermons if he's preached through it. Send your resources. So you're getting knowledge from one, the man that's in care of your soul, two, from a Reformed person. Even though R.C. Sproul is Reformed, when he was alive, he's not our pastor. He's our pastor. He's going to be able to, he knows you. He knows, gee, this will benefit Diego really well and give Diego resources that fit perfectly for him. Email, send our minister an email. He'll get back to you in a day or two, maybe three, depending on what's going on. But it would warm his heart if you, and then it's another thing you can do is listening to these sermons, old sermons, as a family worship as well. For every, it's during the week, how many times do we listen to somebody else? Honestly, myself, other than our ministry. We hear them on Sunday. But how many times are we listening to other people throughout the week? All of us. I encourage us to peruse past sermons on our.
It's under the resource tab, and you can read this really clearly, right? Podcast is what that says. And then they're broken out either in sermons or Sunday schools. If I click just podcast, it brings me to, it's got both sermons and Sunday school. Over here, if you're tech savvy, you've got the feed. So this is basically functions like a podcast feed. So if you subscribe to the feed, the podcast feed, then it will automatically download as new ones are posted. So you see, we just, not that long ago, I had Noah's Vineyard. That was been posted. And if you go over here to categories, you can find sermons and Sunday schools, all the different books that we've gone through and Sunday school lessons that we've gone through. And so, like, for example, we did the Luke series. There's 87 sermons in Luke. So I click that. Now it shows all the different Luke sermons that we've, done through the time. And if you click on any of them, they have both the audio, so there you can, click the little play button to play the audio, or if you prefer to read, there's a manuscript of it as well. So depending on how you like to take in content, you've got options. So.
The reason why I mentioned listening to other people, there has been more than once where Pastor Reed will preach on a section of scripture and we'll hear it one time. You'll hear that same section from somebody else that isn't Reformed. And it's like anything else, when you're listening to John MacArthur, let's say, good teacher, but is not Reformed. His theology is greatly impacted by his theological view, which is dispensationalism. So we'll come to passages where you'll hear it from him or men like him three or four times, compared to only hearing it from our ministry once. And I'll talk to people, and they'll say, gee, what do you think about this passage, Jim? So I'll say, well, what do you think of this? And they'll give me John MacArthur's understanding. I'll say, wait a minute, our minister preached on this, and remember, this is what he said. So that's what I'm trying to say is be familiar with Reformed thought. These other men are good, but you've got to know who you're listening to and what you're taking in, because it's not all the same. And we can really cause you a lot of confusion as well. So I find these things beneficial. If you're not doing any kind of devotional time, I would urge you to get started on Saturday nights on preparing for worship. Then throughout the week, you think about devotional time. Husbands, fathers, it's your obligation to do it at home. Singles, you don't have anyone occupying your time all the time, so you got maybe a little more free time when you're not chasing kids around to do it on your own. It's rewarding. Just don't like I said, set your. I always think like this. The old saying is, under promise and over deliver. Do the same thing with this. Start off with 5 minutes. You don't have to, set these huge goals. Now sit down, read a chapter with your family, work through it, discuss it. If you have any questions, email your pastor, ask one of us. You got resources now, right at your fingertips, to look up Bible verses in these commentaries. If you have a question with any of the standards that we use, the Confession of Faith, the Catechism, you now have resources to help you understand that better right at your fingertips. And then again, if you don't understand, ask us. I might not have the answer right now. I might have to say I'll get back to you next week, but we'll get an answer to that. Any other questions about this? Renee, what's your devotional time as well?
Well, in the mornings, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, I read Table Talk.
Okay. And those are available in the back?
Mm-hmm. I listen to a couple of things from Living Near Ministry.
Good.
Right. So that's pretty much what it
is. Maybe a note on Table Talks. I've noticed since we've been here, we have more left over. than we normally do, and I'm wondering if that's because people don't know where the devotionals are, but on that little back corner is where the offering box is, usually on the second shelf. We've got table talks and the Year to God devotionals. So.
Prayer time. I use a list. I actually write out a list and dust it off every so often. Things to pray for. And here would be an example. What do we have to pray for? Our denomination and its work. Our presbytery and its work. Our local church. Confession of sin. In the Bible, we are standards say that we're to confess our sins, our particular sins particularly. What I found is a good method for confessing sin is working through each of the Ten Commandments in my confession. Go through all ten, one by one. And if you're familiar with the shorter or larger catechism of the Ten Commandments, you can find a lot to confess. I can't stress. Yes.
What happens if you go through that list and find that you checked the box on those Ten Commandments? You're good.
If you can do that, you're walking on water somewhere, because that person does not exist.
I mean, just the other day, I was, you know, everything seemed good. So, you know.
Let's see. We call those people one of two things, either a legalist or an antinomian. if you, it helps you kind of work through these things. Also, give thanks.
That was the theme of the
family.
Okay,
yeah.
Antinomian.
Yeah. You can fall into either one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, pray for brothers and sisters. In the body. And here's a thought on prayer. Pastoral prayer. Take some notes. What, if he's praying for a need, add that to your list for that week. Any other questions?
We got 5 minutes, maybe.
Any other questions?
I got to say one little thing here.
Yes.
On the website, there's this little search bar, and it's not the most high-tech search bar, but, you know, let's say you wanted to Jude and Tamar in Genesis. You're like, that's a really interesting, strange passage. Type in Tamar and see what comes up. And there's a sermon pastor preached on this from, you know, back in 2013. So you might find your pastor actually preached on the thing that you were wondering about. So a little search bar has some kind of fun uses as well. So.
Any questions?
Sarah does this all the time with driving, but podcasts are great for driving long places or even short places, especially those short podcasts. Mm-hmm. You feel like you don't have time, right? Or doing the dishes. I'm not saying you're not concentrating on it, but it's a good use of
it's
mental space.
Exactly. And what I like about that is it's kind of, you know, when you're reading scripture, you're not studying, you're just getting it into your mind. And it's just
you read it out loud.
There's some prayers that I read out loud, which is beneficial. Valley Vision is something that I use as well. It's a great resource.
I do it. I read that out by myself. All the Bible and everything I have to read, I do it out loud.
Yeah, what I like about Valley Vision, it kind of provides the pump for your prayer. Gets you thinking theologically, because they're theologically rich prayers. Any questions at all? If you have any questions about resources, whether they're high quality or not, most of us are pretty familiar with what's out there. And if there's anything to be avoided, I'll let you know as well, because there is a lot of that out there as well. Once again, I can't recommend strongly enough Reformed resources. Even Ligonier has people on there that are not confessionally reformed on their site. So it's just because it is Ligonier doesn't mean it's going to be necessarily reformed. So if you have any questions about that kind of stuff, we'll let us know. And that what my goal in really emphasizing this stuff is keeping us in the right lane and avoid confusion. This isn't something that was developed in the 1800s. This is we're standing on the shoulders of centuries of biblical knowledge. not something that was developed in the 1800s. Your name was?
Yeah, let's close this in prayer.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for these resources you've given us, and we use them to our benefit and to your glory. Father, we ask now that you prepare our hearts for your worship. May we hear your word read and preached. May we open our minds and hearts, suck it in, and apply it when we leave today. May we hear these words of comfort and assurance and strength. Father, we thank you for the blessings you've given us. We thank you for this time. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.